Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Monday morning on this Pesach Sheni Yadalid Iyar, the 29th day of the Omer, up to Mizmor Tzadi Zayin with a Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos, and we've been focusing on themes of Shabbos. So let me introduce the Mizmor today with the idea of Hashkacha Klalis versus Hashkacha Pratis, a very well-established idea in Jewish thought, and that the Malbim thinks it's really the key to this Mizmor, that Hashkacha Klalis relates to God's general providence over the world. And Hashkacha Pratis refers to divine intervention. The Ramban writes on background that very few people in Avram Avinu and anybody else in that category, hard to think of too many in that category, are entitled to Hashkacha Pratis, a divine intervention in their personal lives in a way that completely defies the normal patterns of nature. Ki da'ativ, the Ramban understands, means that Hashem is uniquely involved in the life of Avram. And it's for a particular reason. The man asher yitzav es banav es beso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat. So I'm going to try to use that Ramban to take it even a step further than the Malbim and to explain not just why the Jewish people merit hashkacha pratis, divine involvement in our lives, but to explain how they think that connects to Shabbos as well. Okay, so we begin with a more general Hashkacha Klalis, where people, you know, of all nations, if they're so inclined, can see and perceive and appreciate, Hashem's interactions with the universe. Even the forest aisles will rejoice in God's majesty. To a certain extent, he's shrouded. But tzedek u'mishpat b'chon kiso. There's going to be keywords in this mizmor, the role of tzedek and mishpat. We already mentioned them in the context of Avram. The reason that Avram was chosen, because it was understood that he would teach his children the man ishir tzavez, banavez, besu achara, v'shiru derech Hashem, la'asos tzedaka u'mishpat. So we have it here, that tzedek u'mishpat b'chon kiso. We can perceive, we can appreciate that the very foundation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's majesty, even if it's anan v'arafel svivav, we could still appreciate the tzedek u'mishpat. Eish lefanav telechus slahet saviv tzarav, eru rakav tevel, rasa v'tachal aretz, it's awesome power, the earth trembles, harim kadonag namasu, mithnei adonai, mithnei adon kol aretz, even the mighty mountains can only but melt in God's presence. Higidu ha'shamayim tzidko v'ro chol ha'amim kevoda. Again, kol ha'amim, all of the kol yoshvei tevel, all of humanity, totally universal in orientation, they should be able to appreciate God's tzedek, his righteousness. Yivoshu kol avdei fesel misalim b'elohim, hishtachvu lo kol elohim. And this will be much the denigration of those who worship idols, who can only be embarrassed with respect to their affiliation with false gods. So what about the Jewish people who are observing all this? This is where the Malbim thinks the Hashgacha Pratis comes in. Shama v'tesmach tzion v'tagelna b'nos Yuda l'man mishpatecha Adonai. Because we've embraced your mishpatim, we see when God is truly appreciated by the world, we'll rejoice on that moment because we've been so loyal and faithful this whole time, even as it's been, you know, much, quote-unquote, to our expense and suffered terribly for our loyalty to God. Ki ata Adonai elyon al-kol ha'aretz, at that moment, when God will be elevated, ma'od na leisal kolohim, ohavei Adonai sinu ra, because who are we? God doesn't totally love us, but God loves us because we are those who love him. Ohavei Hashem sinu ra, and we despise that which is wicked or evil or deceitful. Shomer nafshos chasidav, and as the Malbim explains, so he guards us in return, right? All based on that Ramban. Those that are very faithful to God, Avram was misdabek v'Hashem, and therefore Hashem was medabek bo, cleaved to him and gave him his special hashgacha pratis. Miyad rishoyim yad tzileim. So Avram was saved from the four kings. Avram was saved from the kibshan ha'esh. Or zarua la tzadik v'yishreilev simcha. And so God will provide, either the Targum Yonasan says lasid lavo in the future, or right now that God's light will shine on the tzadik and bring sublime joy. Right? Simcha is always lifnei Hashem lokecha. It means to be in God's presence will bring the Yishrei Lev. Yashar is the opposite of a Rasha. It means somebody who's honest, somebody who's involved in Tzedek and Mishpat themselves. Simchu Tzadikim Badunoi V'Hodu L'Zecher Kodsho. Right, we will rejoice in God's presence. We'll give Hoda'ah, right, even at the mention of his sanctity, of his holiness. And indeed, it's fascinating that Shabbos is the day that Hashem gives the Jewish people to signify that special relationship, that Hashgacha Pratis relationship. Chazal tell us that Hashem had a special gift. He had a Matana Tova that he was waiting to give, and it didn't have a pair in the world, right? Everything was, even. So there were 6 days, and each day had a pair, and then there was a 7 day Shabbos without a pair, and Hashem said, I'm waiting to give you to my children, I'm waiting to give you to the Jewish people, right? That's the special pairing between Hashem and the Jewish people. It's a reflection of the idea of Hashgacha Pratis, of Hashem's special relationship with our nation. That's why Nachri Shabbos Chayiv Misa, it's exclusive to the Jewish people. It's the day upon which should Shabbos be used for? But Shabbos is the day, as many of the Rishonim write, when we're supposed to immerse ourselves in Yediyas Hashem and coming even closer to Hashem, and not just Malachos and things which are Mukta, but really Shabbos should be a day that's consecrated, for coming as close as possible to Hashem, to experiencing that relationship, and in turn, the reciprocal part of that equation is indeed the Hashgacha Pratis to which the Jewish people are entitled. Wishing everybody a wonderful day.